So what sort of a combination is that? Where do you expect the Lord of Tithi to be?
Cancer, Leo,
Lagna?
No, not in Lagna. Lagna is Kendra to 10th. Kendra to 10th, no. Kendra to 10th is very...
7th, 7th.
3rd house. No, they have very good relationship with their parents and home generally. The army people are very dedicated to home, to their motherland. 4th is motherland, home, attachment to the land. So what are you expecting? In the 4th. Pardon? In the 4th. Anybody has Tithi Lord in the 4th house? Aditya has one. See the answer. Did you ever think of joining the army?
Yeah.
Later on, you will join the army.
No. When I didn't pass the interviews in a few places, then I considered.
Even if you consider, they may not take you. They don't want intelligent people in the army. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
You don't have any future if you're intelligent. I'll make it very clear. No army in the world ever recruits very intelligent people. Army means you should be Ketu type. Low brain and big brawn. PhD and all, even if you apply, they'll throw the PhD thing in the dustbin. They really think that you need psychiatric help. Why the hell did you apply?
Maybe you would, maybe you do.
Why would you apply for the army if you have got a PhD?
Maybe it's valid.
Think about it, right? So what are we looking at over here? What sort of planet should be Tithi Lord?
Mars
should be Tithi Lord. That's right. With Ketu, without Ketu, how does it matter? Mars must be Tithi Lord. So when Mars is Tithi Lord, the chances are that you could get a job in the army, posted in the defense ministry, such things. See, I had Mars as my Tithi Lord. I got a job. You're posted there. Good. So it has nothing to do with, it is the basic nature of the planet. The whole attitude is like that. The whole attitude to the relationships is a touch me not type of brahmacharya strong. Hanuman getting married is like disaster for them. They feel angry. How dare they think like that? Other people may not react, but I do react. If you observe,
yes.
I react to the fact that anybody even talks like that about Hanuman. You observe. Other people will not react. I react.
Mm-hmm.
I become very reactive. I become angry. So that is Mars. It's defense. By nature, you are naturally good for defense. You are reactive. If the enemy shoots one bullet, I'll shoot him two bullets. I like quotes from, for example, George Patton. How many people even read George Patton? I mean, he's a general. Who would like to even read what he says? But I like to read his dialogues as if it's a famous quote or something like that. It is stupid, but I like to read. What did General Patton tell to his soldiers when they were about to embark on the thing? You know what he told? Don't be a bloody fool and give your life for the country. Make that bastard give the life for his. I liked it so much. What a brilliant mind here. That's the kind of general you need. And he believed in rebirth. You know that? Who will study such things? It's Mars. Tithi Lord, you are trying to build a relationship with warriors and war. Who has studied World War II so much as astrologer? I have studied. See that? Hitler, even if he's died, I killed him so many times. How many times I killed that guy? Because Mars is my Tithi Lord. So the planet as a Tithi Lord is also important. Anything else you want to know about the Tithi Lord?
You did not finish all the planets.
Saturn, Mars, and
concept.
It's the same concept.
Yeah, concept is the same.
Rahu as the Tithi Lord. You like exotic things. Something outside the box.
Outside like, the social.
Like you want to get married to a parrot or something like that.
A very, very unnatural behavior.
Yeah, but it is stupid. I mean, it's madness. I mean, what will you explain? Recently, I heard about somebody getting married to a rabbit or something. Remember all the stuff you read once in a while?
It's in America now, there's like this mental illness, people getting married to fridges and cars. They're not married, they're in a, like an emotional relationship. And there's like documentaries on these people and they talk about their relationship.
Actor, Rahu. He likes exotic things.
Outcast relationships.
Unnatural things.
So you should give them unnatural exotic things.
How would you explain that? Did you hear that?
No.
I was talking about Rahu and somebody crossing the border, but he gave an example which is crossing every border. But I don't think it's about he's talking about mental illness. Mental illness is
it is they themselves don't see it as a mental illness. They think it's they're justified in it, but I would think it's a mental illness.
Like what do they do?
They develop an emotional relationship with like an inanimate object, like a car or a fridge or something, and they have a relationship.
Okay. Meet my iPad wife.
Meet my car.
So you're
getting addicted to mobile.
It's like a
religion, social problems.
Social maladjustment.
Tithi Lord severely afflicted in all sorts of things.
Yeah. Maybe Ketu as the Lord, Rahu as the Lord.
Ketu can't be a Lord. Ketu, here you're looking at the Lord of the Tithi being involved in a bad yoga. Like say, let's say there are Tithi Lord is in a Kendra, but let us say it's a malefic and is also involved with two more malefics in a Sarpa yoga. Then that's a serious affliction coming out there to relationships.
So basically, Rahu is the Tithi Lord, then to keep them under this thing, they always like exotic things or things out of the norm.
Yeah, because they want their wife also to be exotic, like, getting a wife from Honolulu. Honolulu is not so exotic. I mean, Hawaii, that's also modern. What is that place? Tahiti.
Tahiti.
So I got my wife with a bull and all that stuff. I got bull as a dowry.
So the spouse has to look and become exotic.
Yeah.
Belly dancing.
Jupiter.
Belly dancing isn't.
Jupiter is basically you're looking for a learned spouse. If the spouse doesn't have brains, doesn't exhibit brains, out. You cannot even tolerate. You have zero tolerance if the person has. At any point of time, you discovered the IQ is below what you thought was right. It's a very big problem. The husband has to constantly be mentally alert. He can't age. Like when you age and you become forgetful, suddenly Jupiter as a Tithi Lord will have a problem. You check with any person with Jupiter as Tithi Lord and you tell them, you are aging or something, they can't take it because you'll become forgetful and all, and the youth power and the constant source of life of Jupiter is a problem. You can't deal with spouse aging. That is the problem. It's Jupiter. Why is it a problem, she says? Spouse must be highly educated. And
What is your...
Jupiter.
Yeah, same here, of course, they must be. That's the first thing.
Same,
of course.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we expect. Absolutely.
What is yours is not Jupiter.
Yeah, it's
Gyan, Gyan is Jupiter. Is Jupiter is Lord of Tithi, seventh thing. Lord in Lagna in Digbal. The Gyan that he gets from his wife is...
No, that's the most important thing. The spouse has to be...
The only thing which they have not stopped doing is sending me legal notices also now. I'm saying it's a kind of so Gyan. It is.
It is very important. That's the only thing that matters is the intelligence and the education.
Seventh Lord in the Lagna.
So just, you see, if your spouse, you know, you know how to irritate spouse? If she has Jupiter... Tithi Lord?
Act stupid.
Yeah. See how... You're not like that. How can you do this? Why do you do this?
Any low cerebral activities one doesn't like?
Yeah.
Why? Who? You are not Jupiter. You think that's true? We all understand each other.
Any exhibition also, of sometimes even a statement you make, or like, you know, you're talking like this, Delhi ka jo apna, Haryanwa, that language also, oh my God, they can't deal with that kind of language, the gypsy kind of language you don't like.
No.
You cannot deal with that, people talking like that truck driver language, you don't like? I like it so much. Oh. Mars, you know. Mars, true expression of love is, you know, the bloody fool, come here types, you know.
But I can't deal with
it. I have Mercury and Ketu also, so that changes.
Army, you know. You see the generals, how they shout at them. There's so much affection among them. Oh.
But when you have Ketu with that, it changes it, right? A bit.
The language is slightly more deeper.
I mean, I don't have the problem with that kind of. So maybe because
Ketu.
Ketu and Mercury.
Ketu. Yeah, once in a while you enjoy that probably.
Yeah. Not Mercury, Ketu.
Ketu, yeah.
Ketu will.
Yeah, with a rose flower in her hand saying, I love you, bloody fool.
No, absolutely not. Anything, anything that is low, exhibition of low cerebral, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Uneducatedness.
Yeah, no. Jupiter will not
be. Oh, God. No.
And nobody else has Mars as Tithi Lord out here. Oh, wow.
Gia.
So let's confirm from her.
Why?
Venus. Too much of bling. Too much bling. Bling. You understand how to explain?
Bling, show off in a way.
Yeah. Jewelry, shine, show off,
flashy.
Yeah. red car, sports car, Porsche, bling.
Luxury,
comfort, luxury. too much shukra.
But generally, couldn't you say Venus is a good for Tithi, because Tithi is jala and shukra is jala.
I won't say that. I'm Mars Tithi Lord.
Okay.
So that means if you have a spouse who has a Venus as Tithi Lord, then, I mean, as long as you are doing the blingy, showing off-y thing, the spouse is happy.
Of course.
If the relationship goes bad, immediately you do a lot of bling kind of thing and they're happy.
For example, if your spouse has Venus as the Tithi Lord, you cannot be seen in front of him without lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas Mars has... See, for example, what type of woman will he like in movies?
Yeah.
He will like Elizabeth Taylor sitting on the thing.
This is with Mars.
With Venus. Yes. Strong Venus. Huh. With Mars, he will like Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie is the only woman worth it.
Yeah, action. Like,
kya marti hai? She's like the dream. When she comes to India, she stays at the Imperial. Baki, I'm not concerned.
If I have somebody coming to me and the person is having a relationship issue and the partner, whoever, boy or girl, is a Venus Tithi, then I have to engage. If it's a girl, I will tell her to
be dressed.
Yeah, be like flashily dressed and be Shukra.
If the other spouse is Tithi Lord, is
like
that.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, more this blingy kind of.
But if that person to whom you are recommending as Saturn as the thing or
to Saturn?
We'll have difficulty.
Tell me about Saturn.
The Saturn is already said right in the beginning. They don't like to talk, they walk away.
Yeah, about the spouse.
That's what we are talking about.
Whosoever it is, it will work.
They walk away.
You have Saturn as a Tithi Lord, right?
So it means like when you have a problem with your
Basically, you behave like an old man in a relationship.
You tend to walk away.
You would prefer marrying somebody your grandmother's age. No? Now you see why I have Mars as my Tithi Lord. I say so that I look at their faces.
So Cindy has it, and that's what they were talking about. That if when she has an issue, they would not like to talk. They like to just turn away. They just
turn away and walk away. Baat bhi nahi karoge kaise hoga?
So that's exactly.
Grandmother says that's exactly what I said. You need somebody that old and mature enough, otherwise you can't stay with the person, you can't tolerate him. Somebody of the modern kid running to on this thing, disco and all, no way.
Absolutely.
You can't deal with that, yeah. You are Shukra Tithi Lord and you don't like bling bling thing. Where is your Venus?
Pull that down.
And you don't like bling and flashy stuff.
No, designer.
Exactly, that's what I said. I never said, I mean, not that type. Only Louis Vuitton. Okay, Dior.
That was so easy.
Actually, it was my fault. Louis Vuitton normally, Taurus, Venus will not like. It's not Taurus. She'll like Dior. More white, delicate.
Chanel.
Of course.
More classy.
And there was that other bag with the knit. What is that called? Knitty bag?
That's a Bottega.
Bottega Veneta.
Yes, but I wanted just to make a statement that we don't think that Shukra lights, when everything is like glowing, sparkling.
No, that's okay.
But
not shiny at all.
Here we are talking of Tithi Lord. It's not about you. It's about what you like in the husband.
Yes.
Didn't you like him wearing good clothes?
Yes, but they should not be bling bling.
Of course, he's a man. If he's bling bling in Russia, what will you think? Exactly.
What about Mercury? We have Mercury left.
I'm just talking Venus. Venus is the most well-dressed. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
Nobody can beat them in the dressing. The shoes and the pant and the shirt and the coat, everything will match perfectly. They know the exact, they will have the late. They will be ahead of the fashion. Not just being in fashion. They will dress very well. The problem with that is other women will also like them.
Mercury is left.
Mercury. Talkative bol diya aur kya? Correctly bola.
Conversational.
They like talkative.
Conversational.
No. They must have conversation.
Conversational skills. Yeah.
It's called It's called the 4 o'clock tea.
So that means they would be attracted to a spouse who talks. Yeah.
Good conversationalist, not just talks.
Not rubbish talk, of course. Good
very
talk.
Good conversationalist, having a huge vocabulary, knowing a couple of languages, academics kind of person. Yeah. That's
subtle
typical.
Humor.
Huh?
Subtle humor.
Lot of humor, not subtle. Lot of humor.
Sense of humor.
Depending upon other planets, what sort of humor? Mars means very sardonic humor. Ha ha ha, his neck got cut. Ha ha.
That's a Rahu.
Yeah, that's
Would
a Rahu.
But it's Mars. Mars like the Mars. So the guy whose neck got cut is Rahu Pocha. Who's laughing? Mars is laughing.
So can I just paraphrase it once again? Can I paraphrase it? So if your spouse who has a Mercury Tithi Lord and you're having issues. So we did with all of them. Now what to do? Like with Mars, you go and touch or Saturn.
So, but Mercury, you got to be very careful. Which are the planets conjoining? I keep telling you, Mercury gets influenced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mercury easily gets influenced. Mm-hmm. So you've got to see which are the planets conjoining. For example, if a moon conjoins mm-hmm. Mercury, then you should start talking about medicinal plants and herbal medicine and those sort of stuff. What are you talking about? Because you can talk about anything.
I have Mercury, Titi Lord, conjunct Sun and Saturn.
Sun.
Sun and Saturn.
So you talk about depressing things also, Saturn.
Could be. Yeah.
What causes disease? What causes depression? What causes serious... That's right. All those mentally ill people who...
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Do you talk that with your spouse for a long
time? Sometimes, yeah.
Have you been talking that more of late? Because she will also probably like that sort of conversation because she has Saturn as Tithi Lord.
Yes, yes, you know, we definitely talk about all these kinds of things. There's issues, diseases.
See, Saturn disease. That's a topic you talk about.
Psychological.
Whatever it is. Yeah. You talk about diseases. The topic is diseases, Saturn. And because she has also Saturn as Tithi Lord, so you connect.
Yes, that's true.
Very interesting. What about if the nodes are joining Mercury, Rahu or Ketu?
Saturn with Ketu.
Saturn, if you're talking about Mercury, okay. One second. Mercury. Let's finish.
With Mercury as Tithi Lord.
Yeah. Mercury as Tithi Lord with Ketu. Mercury
as Tithi Lord.
Chinese.
Yeah, so if it's Mercury, Rahu, Mercury, Ketu. One second.
Pardon?
They are good conversation.
Right? Technical stuff you talk, is it?
No. Technical
Ketu
stuff.
Would be technical.
You talk technical stuff with your husband.
Professionally, 24/7 we are together.
My God.
So if you are not professionally together and you have Mercury Ketu, then what would be the kind of conversation? Like it's disease for him. So what would Mercury Ketu show and what would Mercury Rahu show?
Meditation. Talk about meditation. Because that is best, because you don't need to talk more. Let's close your eyes. Can you feel that the guy Mercury Atmakara, Mercury Tithi Lord will say, I feel meditate. This relationship is not working. Now you see the problem with Mercury and Ketu.
Yeah.
Ketu wants meditation, means no talk.
Yes.
And Mercury wants to talk.
Wants a good conversation. You're saying the good
So the moment Ketu conjoins Mercury, there is a conflict. Because the Ketu at times just wants to keep shut.
Yes.
But the Mercury demands a talk. Hmm.
So Mercury Ketu, if your spouse is Mercury Ketu, you have to weigh the situation. That sometimes your spouse will want a conversation, sometimes he will want to be quiet and you have to know it.
Just start talking about meditation, the conversation will start.
Ketu gadgets.
Gadgets, electronics.
Gadgets, electronics.
They talk technical stuff all the time. Jyotish is not Ketu.
But we talk a lot about scriptures.
Yeah. Saturn is also there, no?
As
that is scripture.
Jyotish, everything all related to...
Scriptures, yeah.
So Mercury Ketu will give an interesting combination. What about Mercury Rahu?
So you talk a lot.
Non-stop.
Non-stop, no? Both of you? He is also like that, isn't it? Good.
That means basically a Mercury Tithi Lord person, if you have an issue with, that person would like to talk and sort things out?
Yeah. That's why the relationships last very long. Mercury as a Tithi Lord, very long relationship.
They like to talk and sort it out.
Because Moon loves Mercury, so the relationship continues for a long time.
Like Saturn?
Moon gets eclipsed by Ketu. Mm-hmm. So you want a relationship to end? Stop talking. You simply stop talking to somebody, the relationship is over.
You go mad. You go mad.
I don't. I'm fine.
So this is just the opposite of Saturn, because for Saturn you said they don't like to talk and they just like to go away.
But that's how the relationship ends.
That's how it ends.
Look at the moon in all relationship matters. The natural fourth house is moon. Moon loves Mercury, so the more you talk, the better for relationship.
But then if Ketu is there and Ketu is demanding silence also, then that's what my question was.
Ketu may demand anything he wants.
Yeah,
moon is moon.
Mercury is the Tithi Lord. Yeah.
Then you should go join a mutt and all of you go join a Shaolin monk. 15 years I was in deep meditation. What happens to your relationship?
It might improve.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be.
In the meantime, the spouse died.
Or it can also...
And I never realized, oh...
No, then for multiple... Then in the...
See, Mars is the Lord.
See
the problem.
Mercury Tithi demands...
That's how the Mars is looking at.
Ketu is demanding silence also.
Wow.
We are together, which one to do?
Dear friend,
what in my interpretation, it has to be conversation also and also...
Why do you have to die?
Pause also for some time.
Yeah, so you have to... Exactly. Conversation, pause, conversation, pause.
You cannot be continuously doing that. It has to be, you know,
yes.
It has to be some.
It can be guided meditation.
Yeah.
Mercury. Yeah. Guided meditation.
Yes, you have to feed. He's saying he has
talking from experience, guided meditation.
No, it is just digressing. Rajesh answered my question. He said that it should be, because my question was, if Mercury Tithi Lord, and you're saying Mercury Tithi Lord demands conversation, otherwise demands that you sort things out through conversation. Yet Ketu with it will demand silence. So he said there should be conversation pause, conversation a pause, conversation a pause.
For some time.
For some
know,
time, that, yeah, that thing has to be there, otherwise.
Yeah. Because he also needs his own mental space to, you know, calm down, and then again he comes back. Yeah. Like
one day Monbrat, next day.
Yes. No, because we were getting digressed by the meditation.
I don't think that works. Ask them that they yak all the time.
Okay, can I ask her?
Ask her.
I'm trying to understand.
There is no pause.
So, for you, you have Mercury and Ketu. So, does your talk all the time, right? And is there any need for, do you, because it's in your chart, do you feel the need for silence sometimes? Do you feel? You feel that your husband is talking too much to you and you wish that there was pause?
No, it's like the talk starts from me. If I talk, he talks. If I don't talk, he does not talk. Like, whenever I feel like to talk, he will be always talking. If I stop, like, always I have to start the conversation.
What is this? What is his?
What is his?
I don't remember.
But you never wish there's a pause or anything. You'd like to talk all the time.
Depends.
What do you mean all the time? And everybody gets tired.
Yeah, everybody
gets tired. So then what is the Mercury Ketu? I'm trying to get it. Rajesh's explanation is the
every
best.
Every day I have my time where you I really don't talk for 1 or 2 hours.
Wow. That is
because
everybody
I'm
does.
Always
1 or 2 hours.
Headless conversation.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Not to that extent.
It goes against what he said right in the beginning. Mercury likes.
I answered the question. She agreed with it. She asked me straight. I gave the answer, and after that, still you people are struggling with it. Mercury Ketu is technical conversation.
Simple.
They will be having technical conversations.
So what is the on anything? It should
something
be
technical.
Technical
money.
What is electronic? What is 3² plus 4² is equal to 5² plus D2 plus this language? Now, do you like this particular this thing plus this? Okay, how about the diode in the myode?
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Anything logical.
Yeah. My problem, I don't understand that. Why do you have to decide what they need to talk?
I'm not saying
that.
That
is their chart, and that is, the question is to predict how they talk. So my point is, had I seen her chart and her husband had come to me before marriage, I would have told him, just talk technical. Talk about the latest app. Gift her with some of the technical magazines, like about the latest computer India or something like that. If Ketu is with Mercury, gift her with those things. If Saturn is with Mercury, with old books, very ancient books. Mahabharata copy, Gita copy, this copy, that copy.
Gaurav, it cannot be headless, because right in the beginning he said, not any conversation, but a good conversationalist with large vocabulary, knowing a couple of languages. So headless talks, this person...
The moment it is headless, it is not a conversation.
It's not the Mercury is talking about.
It's not a conversation anymore.
So that is ruled out anyway.
Because Mercury is learned, learning. You are gathering information and learning constantly with Mercury. Good. Clear?
And Mercury with Rahu?
Exotic talks.
Exotic kaise ho gaya?
UFO.
Ghost
talking.
Talks like, depending, debilitated Rahu with Saturn or something like that, the Bhuta Preta talk. Ghost stories, what they watch horror movies together.
Mystical just talks. Mercury and Rahu together.
Yeah, it's a talk about a topic. The topic is given by the other planet.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
So Rahu can be foreign, like foreign lands, foreign language.
Even foreign language.
Yeah, foreign
language.
Foreign language.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
You go to a foreign language institute and you will meet your wife over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both learning Chinese together.
Both learning Chinese together, and the first word they love is the same. I love you. So what will happen? It has totally different meaning. I believe the same sound has five different meanings, no? So the lower level it will be I love you, at the higher level it will be I hate you, is it?
Okay.
Honestly, how the hell can you manage that language?
You see, what's the name of Father in law? Sheshnag.
Sheshnag.
It can be pronounced in five different ways. And they totally have five different meanings.
What thing?
Chinese language.
What?
Chinese language can the same five word
is
pronounced five different ways and it has five different meanings.
Oh, wow.
It depends on the tone in which
we pronounce.
It's the only language where phonetics. Tone and makes all the difference in the meaning.
Vietnamese is equally bad. They can have 22 different meanings.
22 different meanings for the same word?
Phonetics also.
They should come and borrow some words from us here.
You know Chinese?
No, what he's saying is that.
Very
which language?
Vietnamese.
Not able to learn.
That's difficult to learn, yeah.
Interesting.
That's why the Chinese know. For 10,000 years, India has not invaded them. Why will we invade them now? They're very confident. Who the hell wants to. What will you do? You can't even talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Moon is left.
Moon. Food. Khatam ho gaya. Food hai, boss.
Cooking together. Cook nice food.
Talk about
your husband
food.
Has a...
Talk about food.
Family.
Family, mother.
Singing.
Correct.
Singing.
Children, family, yeah.
Family.
Home.
Seen
home is
oh, yeah.
Done.